Mutual funds own huge numbers of shares in lots of different companies, and that gives them enormous power in shareholder votes. Until now, mutual funds have been able to vote their shares in secret, telling neither regulators nor their customers what positions they took. But a regulation approved yesterday by the Securities and Exchange Commission will change that. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The regulation had been vigorously opposed by the mutual fund industry, but in the end, the SEC approved it 4-1. Under the rule, mutual funds will be required once a year to reveal their proxy voting records. That is, how they voted on key hiring and policy matters at companies in which they own shares. David Garland is with the Office of Investments at the AFL-CIO, which backed the rule.
This is huge. It really is. I mean, mutual funds own over a quarter of corporate equities in this country. So their proxy voting power is enormous. And what today's rule does is it gives mutual fund investors the information that they need to find out how their mutual fund is voting.
Garland says the rule will address a major problem in the way mutual funds operate. He says many big funds have subsidiary businesses, such as pension fund management, and they sometimes try to do business with companies whose stock is part of their portfolios. That amounts to a conflict of interest, since a mutual fund may be reluctant to challenge the decisions of a company that's also a paying customer. They say this leads to the kind of permissive environment that fosters Enron style business scandals. Mutual fund companies scoff at that argument. They insist they vote in their customers' interest, and they're more than willing to open their books to federal regulators to prove it. But they say forcing them to provide the information to the broader public will open them up to pressure campaigns and boycotts from groups with political agendas. Brian Mattis is a spokesman for Vanguard Financial Services.
Essentially, it would expose funds to considerable pressures from corporate management and special interest groups who would seek to influence proxy voting decisions. And as a result, it would force funds to commit large amounts of key intellectual capital to respond to highly publicized and controversial issues that have little or no impact on shareholder returns.
Mattis also says that because some mutual funds own shares in thousands of companies, forcing them to say how they voted on every proxy issue will lead to a flood of paperwork. Although the regulation passed yesterday, it did generate some opposition. Commissioner Paul Atkins said the rule takes a sledgehammer to a corporate governance issue that is very nuanced. Commissioner Cynthia Glassman said she wasn't sure that mutual fund customers were really interested in reading corporate proxy statements, but she voted for the rule, saying she found it hard to oppose the principle that funds should be more transparent about the decisions they make. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.